Okay, good. So we've seen the principles now in Chukas Akum. So what I wanted to do, because that was what you guys wanted to do, was to go through some of the Halakha Maisa implications of it. So let's try to go through some of them. So, okay, one of them I didn't give you extensive sources on, but let's touch on it, okay? So turn to page 4 for a second. So the Rama, if you remember, the Rama discussing Chukas Akum. So he says that he follows basically, not exactly, the position of Maharik, right? And he says, right, look at the Ramah. Says Eliyeh moved al mehem b'malbusha b'shar masav. Right, you should be separate from the non-Jews in your way you dress and your other actions. V'kol zeinu asur b'davar shenagu b'avdu kol chavin l'shem pritzus. And this is only by things that the idolaters do. Or he doesn't even deal with idolatry. That's obvious. But things that are l'shem pritzus, that are for promiscuity or lewdness. Kegon shenagu l'ilbush malbushim adumim, like wearing red clothing. Well, that's the Ramah. Now, okay, first point that I think you should all have asked yourself, right? Okay, we'll summarize it for the 50th time, right? What is Usur? So, what's definitely Usur according to everybody is something which is actually Avodah Zarah. Right? That's obviously Usur. Right? Now, right, the Maharik says as well that anything which is promiscuity is Usur. Right? Then, the Maharik says that if it's neither of those two, so it's Narish, it's just Shusba Hevel, so then the Maharik says it's Usur, why? Because then you're only doing it to mimic. But the Ramah says it's Usur because you have to be Choshesh, that it must have once been for Avodah Zarah, and now you forgot it. Nafkamina being, what if you know something with L'shem Avodah Zarah, but it makes perfect sense? Right, and this is what Rai Leibowitz points out, that the Nafkamina between the Maharik and the Ramah is yoga. Right, yoga we know for sure was Avodah Zarah. I saw online, and I'm not sure this is true, but I saw someone claim online that in New York City, all yoga studios have the legal status of Buddhist temples, even if they don't have Buddhas in them. I don't know if that's true. And I couldn't find any evidence of this legally. I just found someone write it on a comment board. So I wouldn't take it with a grain of salt.
You mean because Buddhists don't have their monasteries in New York, that's the closest thing they can go to?
No, I highly doubt that's what it is. They actually do. No, I just saw that that's what someone said. I don't know if it's true. I saw no evidence of it in legal text that I could find. If you find it, let me know.
Cool as hell, 100 years ago.
Anyways. But the Nafkamina, right, Leibowitz points out, might be yoga, because it makes sense, right? Yoga makes sense, it has proven health benefits, but we know it originated in Avodah Zarah, and there are people at Ayoma do it L'shem Avodah Zarah.
But you say Nafkamina makes a difference, they say it's for your health, why would
doesn't it matter, because according to the Ramah,
yeah, Ramah, okay.
The Ramah, like the most important Ashkenazi person who ever lived.
So the
right?
Maharik, though, the Maharik says if it's L'shem Avodah Zarah,
if it's L'shem Avodah Zarah, it's Usur. If it's L'shem Pritzus, it's Usur. If it's just Shtuyot, right?
What would the Maharik say about yoga?
So the way Rai Leibowitz said, no. According to the way Rai Leibowitz suggested it, according to the Maharik, yoga would be Mutter, because you're not doing L'shem Avodah Zarah, right? Most people in America are doing L'shem Avodah Zarah, and you're not doing it to mimic them, because you're doing it for the health benefits.
Right.
But according to the Ramah, that doesn't help. Right? Because according to the Ramah, that has no reason, it's not connected to Avodah Zarah,
right.
So you have to be Choshesh that it's Avodah Zarah. But if you know it was L'shem Avodah Zarah, then even if it makes sense, it would be Usur. Now, according to the Gra, it would also be Usur. Right? That's what he suggests as an Afkamina. Okay. But you should all have a question. You should also have a question. Right? According to the Maharik, according to Ramah, anything which is L'shem Pritzut, L'shem Avodah Zarah, is Usur Mishum Chukas Akum.
Yes.
So, you should ask me a question. What's the problem?
What does it make
sense? No. Even bigger problem. Right? Why do I need Chukas Akum to forbid that?
What else?
Right? It's Usur because it's Pritzut, it's Usur because of Avodah Zarah. Right?
Some things that we learn out of Pritzus, we learn to
so that's what, so you're right. Certain things, like we saw, like the way the Sifra and the Rambam understand lesbianism,
right.
Are under Usur only because of Chukos, Darkei, you know, Darkei, Melech Mitzrayim. Now Moshe Feinstein has what seems to be a fair point on this, right? And he says, maybe what he's getting at, right, if you read the Maharik carefully, right? 1 second, let me get the Maharik. Maharik said, right, he said, if you read the Maharik carefully, what did he say? Look back at page 3. Right, look at page 3 for a second. towards the end of the right column. He says, what does he say? Be very careful. What is it? Hadavar asher shayach bo? What does that mean? Davar.
Thing.
Asher shayach bo, which is related to it, right? Nidnud pritzut. What's nidnud?
It doesn't mean like specific. The
it's a little bit, yeah. Right? A tiny little bit, like a sprinkle, like a right. Nidnud pritzut. Right, so Ramosha then expands on this, and he says, clearly what the Marik is telling you is that if something is mamish promiscuous, right, then I don't need chukos akum to say it's usur. Right, what the Marik is saying is that something which is, it's not like a gross violation of priesthood, right? He's not. If tomorrow the minhag became, which, you know, at some level it already is, right? The minhag was that, you know, in the summer you walk around naked, right? So you wouldn't have to tell me it's also because of chukar akum.
It's just
also because you have to cover, right? Yeah, I mean, you have to cover the makom erva, right?
Is which one of the ideals that it's, which one is first? Or?
No, all chukar akum is the prohibition we're talking about. All of them. We're trying to define it. Chukar akum is whatever this prohibition is. That's what we've been trying to define last week.
Okay, fine. So the ideas we're just trying to. Oh, okay.
Right? So, but Ramosha says, right? Right? And this makes sense. He's saying that. He's saying, what is the Marek adding? Or that even something which isn't a gross violation of tzniut.
Right.
Something which isn't intrinsically usur. Something like that. Right? 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 Something like that. Right? Could potentially be, right? Something which, in and of itself, is not like a gross violation of tzniut. So you could have dealt with it.
Right.
If it becomes a chok of the akum because of that lewd overtone, right. So then it becomes usur, not because of the etzem apritzut, not because of the lewdness in it,
right.
But because of the non-Jewishness of the quasi-lewdness. Right? That's Ramosha's point. Okay? Now, let's just for a moment, I didn't give you sources on this, but let's right quickly do one of them. Right? So the Ramah throws out one example, which is, what did we just see? Wearing red. Right, wearing red clothing. Right? So tell me, is it usur to wear red?
Yes.
No.
Well,
not according to Lakewood Town.
So you will hear, so now, in a Hanami, in a lot of the yeshivish community, who doesn't wear red?
Everyone.
No. Women. I mean, men don't either because they dress like Shimon.
Well, it's not,
but,
always.
Right.
I'm not insulted.
You do.
Then they wear the red lipstick, which probably covers.
Which is usur.
Yeah.
No. Saying would be usur. Right.
Everywhere they do that. And no places are also very.
Okay. So explain to me. Right. So here. Right. I printed out. If you want to look at it later, from right, Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz. Right? So, now tell me, first of all, why is red? Why does the Ramah tell you that red, begeder hatzniut, is a problem?
Wasn't that the sign of the
right? Right? Why? What? Where did you write to?
Chesed.
What?
The problem was to have red string in order to denote whether, right?
What?
Isn't that what the process
is? No, so red is. So that I, you know. So, right, I think it was Ellie didn't believe me this morning, so I just Googled. They wrote, it typed in red seductive. There's like 10 different psychological studies. Red psychologically has an effect on human beings that, right, it makes people more attractive. It just does, right? It is the traditional color of sexuality, right? Why that's true, no one's quite sure. It could be because, there's suggestions among psychologists that it could be related to the fact that when the body physically is aroused, right, so blood rushes to various parts of the body, to the face, right, and obviously to you know,
sexual organs.
The sexual organs, exactly. Right? Red is, and this is true in the animal world also, right? But for whatever reason, red is this seductive color. It's blood, it's whatever it is. So presumably that's the sort of the background to it. So therefore, so Lamaisa though, what is, so tell me, is it really us or to wear red? Right? So So Ray Leibowitz put together this nice little summary of it. So we know, so there are some poskim who are really into this, right? That it's also for everybody. It's chukos akum, right? And he quotes apparently that Rosh Steinman thought that even having a red tablecloth was usher. It was a goyisha color. Red is just a goyisha color.
My whole living.
No, because if someone was wearing kulo red, right? Maybe a little bit of red is not. Right, again, that's the Ramosha's point that. The Marek is saying something is just a nidnud. Right. Now,
that's a little extreme.
I didn't say it wasn't. I'm just, you know.
Majority now, of the house would be off limits.
Now, so most poskim don't accept this, right? No, like, you know, this is not really a thing.
Sorry. Now,
look, many other poskim say, look, it's not about red, right? It's only red in a culture where people are wearing red, l'shem, pritzos. Right, that was like the thing. But now...
Nobody really... now red's like a...
So you get like a... You get a range, right? So you have... Shlomo Zalman said, you know, you shouldn't wear red outside. In the house, it's okay as long as a woman's not a nida. Rebitzin Leibowitz, he writes, quote, Rehenach Leibowitz's daughter, who's the daughter of Naftali Trump, I think, said that the minhag in Europe was that you could wear one red beged, but not all begadim, right? Like you wore all red.
Red pants.
You know, I don't know. Rabbi Yashiv said apparently anything which is like pink or purple is fine. Rav Shechter said it's not really about red.
What about like a red undergarment that's not really shown? Like, is that still...
No, presumably not. Now Rav Shechter, right, you know, says, and this is probably the more direction I go, right? That's not about red, right? I mean, yes, red has certain overtones. The point is that Sneos demands not being too attention calling, right? It depends on the shade of red, right?
Yellow would also go in red.
So that's exactly Rav Shechter's point, right? Like a deep maroon is not. Is technically like a shade of red, but it's not like a deep, right?
Rav Shechter basically says it's not an Indian.
Yeah, exactly. Rav Shechter's not a red.
It's not
red. Correct. He's like, yeah, it's like, if it's, you know, he said there's an idea of tzniut, right? Which you shouldn't wear colors that are like, right? Yeah, wait, it's overly provocative. Like a dark, stayed red. What? So stayed red, right? Like a maroon, right? Is less provocative than a
scarlet.
Well, fine, but then like a pink, which is technically not red, right? Like certain pinks, right? But it's not about
or
what?
Some men and women are just.
So that's right. So that's the question, right? If it's about chukas akum, so Steinman says, you know, then it should be
men too.
Tablecloths, right? Most poskim don't assume that. They assume it's some mix between. Sneos and
don't tell me no, it's red tablecloth. It's not. It makes no sense.
Look, you know, I mean, look. Studies have done it also with men with red ties and stuff like that. Red, whatever. It's also they're also found to be more attractive. Again, you're asking my personal opinion. I don't think it's us, sir. Right? I think that again, what you see is that he's saying. If there was mamash a minug, okay, it'd be us, sir. Right? If it's not a minug, so then I think Rav Shechter is right that the point is more. Right, there's a chiyuv of tzniut, which means don't be overly provocative. Now, yes, I do think that means men and women. I don't think that just means men. I do think that doesn't just mean women.
It means men and women.
Yeah, I think so.
That's
right?
Only if it's chukas
akum. No, I think in general the notion of tzniut applies to men and women.
I mean,
that's obvious.
The idea of
obviously it applies slightly differently.
What's going to be provocative on a guy?
Yeah, obviously the idea of what's going to be provocative on a guy or a girl is different.
Like if a guy wears
right?
A red yarmulke, it's not going to really.
Yeah, and a chlami. Look, I think we can all understand that, right? Whatever, however exactly you want to take tzniut, right? If tzniut tells you that you have to avoid being overly provocative, right? So emphasizing the curves of a female body is provocative.
Well, no,
right?
It's not about unusual.
Emphasizing the curve of the male shoulder is not provocative, right? We don't have, right? Men don't have curves in the same way. It's not the point.
We don't
definition.
What?
Everyone does. In his chest or something.
Nechanami. So nechanami, right? I want you know to, but to wear overly tight clothing so that you can see your six pack and your right
Jumper,
and your pecs and your
tight shirt. Don't make it red, basically.
Not even read. I'm saying then Yesh Lodon. I don't know if it's formally Usher.
Like shirtless at the beach.
I don't know if it's formally Usher. You know, Yesh Lodon.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, you're gonna say that that's not allowed.
Okay. Anyways, so but that's one. Okay. Let's glance through some of these shuvot. So let's see what we got here. Okay. So one of the big ones that I gave you here, Moshe's shuvot, are. Moshe has, okay, we'll hold off on his Thanksgiving tribute for a moment.
So
Moshe, here on page 7, was asked by, I assume, there were people talking when they first came to America, right? There was a whole group of people. This tshuva is written in Tafshin Yud Gimel. Now it is?
Tafshin Not That.
Tafshin Not That, very good. Tafshin Ayin Tet,
right?
Right?
I was right.
So let's do math. Well, how many years ago is this?
A lot.
Guys, I know.
No, wait. Ayin is
the numbers.
Okay, let's leave off the tough shin because they're the same. 13 versus 79.
79, right? That's
66. Thank you. 60 years ago. Good. That means that 66 years ago,
when people were coming on boats.
So now it is 2018. How many years ago is that? What year is that?
66 years ago.
And at what year is that?
79, like you said.
70. I don't know.
52.
Yeah, I'm not going to
because it's
52. Wait, so you're talking right after, you're talking the first years. You're talking the first years.
What?
It's 1940.
I know. It's 52.
It's
you're talking a few years after. You're talking, yeah, when people are coming over. And what are people wearing?
Polish clothes.
So a lot of people are wearing Polish clothes. Right? Hasidim are wearing clothes that were in Poland.
At that time.
Okay. So someone asked Moshe, do I have to wear what we wore in Poland? Right? Or am I allowed to wear
regular clothing?
American clothes, right? So look at 7. So he said, here, look at his question. He says, binyana, look at the question. Look inside. So binyana malbushim here. Why don't you read it? It's easy, page 7. It's easy Hebrew, like modernish Hebrew.
Where's the top of the here?
Yeah. Binyana malbushim.
Binyana malbushim shebe medina mezo. She'en chluk ben Yisraelim. There is not
Linachrim. He said, right, in America, we all dress alike. Right? We all look like the standard American, you know, American guy. Except for Shimon. Everyone else dresses like everyone else in America.
That's not true. In America, I don't always dress up in
Okay, right. So he says, right. That's the reality. People wear American clothes like everybody else. He says, "Im mechuyavin." Come on.
Im mechuyavin b'nei pulin shavo lefa v'gam ha'noladim mahem befel yelboshotan. If there is
right, are they obligated, those people from Poland who came here, right, to dress, right, levosh otana malbushim she'noagin bepolin, right, do you have to still wear
Polish clothing?
Correct. Mitzara is sure to malbushay nachrim. Right, because of the prohibition of wearing non-Jewish clothing. Right, and then skip to the underlined part, and he says, right, va'olam kimat kulam noagin heter af yirei Hashem im yesh mamash beteram. He said, everyone dresses like Americans. Is that permitted? So tell me, what does it depend on? Good, before Moshe answers, tell me, what does it depend on?
Religion.
Depends
if there's religion involved.
If there's a connection to some type of religion.
Or
if it provides some type of mimicry, like we
would. Or priesthood, right? Those are the factors you got to ask. If it's, is it idolatrous?
Right.
Is it
promiscuous?
And if not,
it's okay.
So according to Marik, if it's shtuyot, it's aser. Right. If it makes sense, it's mutter.
I mean, what makes this nonsensible versus?
I didn't say that. I said that's what it's going to depend on.
Yeah.
So therefore, do you think it's idolatrous?
No.
No. Do you think it's promiscuous?
No.
No. Do you think that it's nonsense to dress like an American?
No.
No. So what do you think Ramosh is going to say?
Yeah.
It's mutter.
certain American clothes.
What?
Certain American clothes are not stupid.
What are you saying? Why do people wear shirts?
Because people wear shirts.
No. It makes sense. I don't need a svara, right? Why do I need? Where do I have pants? You wear pants. Do you wear pants? Right? It's not a grace alumnus. I'm not like trying to trick you here, people.
Then when we come across
right?
Being
look,
red.
Look, I've said this a few times already, guys. I said this a few times. In some sugyot, the gap between the lumdus and the halacha lemaisa is very large. In Chukas Akum, it's not. Like, they go back to the same lumdus.
Every time.
And they bring in halacha lemaisa. Right, so if you look at the next paragraph, right? He says, Hine, shitar amarik. Right, we've seen this over and over. B'shirsh peches. Shalakashum din shenitztarech levosh b'kadim acherim en achrim. Right, he says, you don't have to dress differently than non-Jews. Rakim levisharet nachrim u'pritzut v'derech ga'ava. It's only if what the non-Jews wear is pritzut. Right, is lewd, or it's arrogant. And Jews therefore don't wear it, then it would be prohibited. Or it's not idolatrous or lewd, but it's just stupid. We've seen the Marik already, because then the problem is, remember, we've seen this Marik 100 times. If it's not a Mojazara, and it's not lewd, but it's also dumb, then the only reason you're doing it is because of lihi damot, to mimic, right? Lihi damot alem, to be like that. Dim lokin lama yasek dvar matmuino eile. Because otherwise, why would you do this? Uvazem mash meshasur avshalonigwa dain yisrael klo. Upasakina rama. He says the Rama says the same thing, but look at the next right underlying part. And I've said this from Ramosha before. He says v'efsher shapliki v'dar shen shayach klal chash shemetz akum v'nechush. He said it could be the Rama and the Ma'arik are actually arguing. Shemariki also laran upsaka Rama yemutar. Right, that if something where there's no chash of odizara, right? So according to Ma'arik, it would still be usher because mimicry is usher by itself. According to the Rama, mimicry is usher because you're worried that it's idolatrous.
Yeah.
Right? Remember I said there's two nafkaminas between the Ma'arik and the Rama according to Ramosha. If something is mamish not a vodazara, but it's totally stupid, so according to the Rama, it's mutter. It's mutter. According to Ma'arik, it's usher. Right? Maybe.
Why is Rama holding mutter if it's
because the Rama says something which is stupid is usher. Because it might really have been a Avodah Zarah in the past.
Yeah.
So if I know for sure it wasn't a Avodah Zarah, it was just stupid, then according to the Rama, it's
allowed.
It's mutter. According to Ma'arik, it's usher, because Ma'arik thinks it's usher because of mimicry. And the opposite also, right? That if it makes sense, but you know it's from Avodah Zarah, so then according to the Rama, it's usher. According to Ma'arik, it might be mutter. Okay. Well, one second. This is just the background. The next paragraph, he says, the Marik added that it's only usher to do something that has no reason if you're doing it for stupidity.
Right.
But if you're doing it for a beneficial reason, like, right? What was the Marik's example? The kafa, the doctor's clothing, which again, why are you wearing it?
Because it helps you identify.
Good, so you don't ask the janitor to do heart surgery on you, right? It's a problem. Right? So then he says, so skip down. So then he says, so now skip to the second column, to the reason I gave you these, first of all, it was easy, but also because they have these helpful little hands, right? See where the hand says, look at this? So look at that. It says, Imkain Pashut. She'ein shum shemetz isher b'stam begadim shalof shem b'medina zo. It's not usher to wear clothes. Avshagam anachrim lovshim begadim elu midin malbushein achrim. It's true that they wear them, but it's not non-Jewish clothes. Deinim chash shemetz akum. It's not idolatrous. V'nechosh gavigam dar lover tema. He said it's also not weird. Right? It's not like you look at someone and said, where did this crazy custom come from that they wear shirts? Right? Like, no one's had that reaction. Right? Kilts, Yecholiot. Right? And that's Mamash Ashayla, right? Because a kilt, right? A traditional garment, right? Now, Yesh Ladun, right?
Why would you think it's a Yesh Ladun on kilts?
Because a kilt, right? Why are you wearing it?
It's a bit of the high, people put it in the marriages and high.
Let's say you're, exactly.
Yeah.
So if you're wearing it, let's say in America, you're doing it to imitate. Or why are you doing it? You're not doing it, makes sense. Everyone looks at it and thinks you're crazy.
Let me say you're all Scottish background and you have to go to...
Oh, so you're doing it to be Scottish?
Yeah, but this is your ancestry.
Is that not a potential problem with Chukazakum? Is that not exactly the point? Right?
Yeah.
Right, meaning, what's the point? No one asks you why you're wearing a shirt and pants. Someone will ask you why you're wearing a kilt. And what's the answer going to be?
It's unusual.
Because and what are they going to ask you in America? Why are you wearing a kilt? And you're going to say?
The first thing to ask you...
To mimic?
Yeah, the Scottish.
The Scots, which the is going to tell me, which is what?
Rabbi, the first thing they're going to ask you is about shorts under.
Which might be chukazakum. Right?
Most kilts, they don't wear anything under. So they ask usually you have shorts under there.
Thank you.
Fun fact.
Wonderful. Thank you. Okay. Now, he notes, however, right now, so Ramosha is predictable, but now, what do you think Ramosha is going to add? Right? What do you think Ramosha is going to add? Stam clothing is not usher, but what is going to be usher?
Preacher's garments.
Good! Yeah. Right?
That's so I read this.
It's almost if you read it. Right, exactly. So you look at the last paragraph, again where the arrow says, look here. Ramosha says, Avagadim Sheshman preaches mamash. Shinasum echadash bevigde nashim. Right, but those which are actually promiscuous, like some of the women's clothing, Abshan was in Rabim came and Shagam Israel, Melubashus Bahen, Gami Tchila Nakshim, Abuja Nakramitar Etam Avagadim of Etam Apritus, Ula Yeshlachim, Mechukotahakum, Mele Yeshlas, Rabagadim, Mele Israelios. Right, he said, therefore, right, even if they're not preachers enough, right, to forbid them because of the lewdness itself, any clothes which became part of the non-Jewish culture because of the subtle lewd overtones, right, Sir Moshe says, are usher, because this is Ramosha Lishitaso, that he says, what is the Marek telling you? What does Chukazakum add to preachers? That even things which are not so prust, that they would be usher in and of themselves. But if something is a shtickle prust, right, it's a little bit lewd, right? A little bit lewd, but it's part of non-Jewish culture. So then it's usher, because...
Wait, so that's... So according to this, what if something is not lewd at all?
Now there are modern poskim who say, in America, more poskim will say this, I don't think it's right. In Israel, it's for sure not right. In America, yesh ladun whether it's right. Right? Tell me, what can you think of that's not really prust? It's not really immodest to wear.
Sweatpants.
Baggy pants.
Yeah, exactly. Right, pants. Right, women wearing pants.
Certain pants.
No. So pants, bichlal. Right?
Some are pretty...
No. So tight pants shine. Tight pants, right, would show the figure. Zusher.
Generally,
but... But this is what some poskim, again, I'm not sure I buy this argument, but some poskim, I heard this once from Ray Rosner, quoting somebody else, I don't know who's quoting, right, that some modern poskim say, look, women wearing pants, tight pants that show the figure, that's usher because of preetzos.
Right.
But loose pants, they're not usher because of their preetzos.
Right.
But why do women start wearing pants? No, that's not true. Why do women start wearing pants?
Men's clothes. Mm.
More comfortable.
No, it's not why. That's why they wear it now. Why they start wearing.
Suffrage is like a suffrage.
Yeah, exactly. Meaning women started doing it to break down the barriers between men and women. So it was a shemetz of preetzos.
Ooh.
Right?
I like that.
Right? It's like a little bit of preetzos, right? It started off to blend.
To fight the man.
Right? Not to fight the man. To blur the differences between men and women.
Okay, yeah.
Right? Which is not really preachers. It's just like a little bit.
Yeah, but it doesn't apply.
Wait. So some poskim say, why shouldn't Jewish women wear pants? Because once you say...
Because it's...
Right? No, because listen, it's not mamish preachers. But it has a little bit of preachers in it. And... Wait! First, no. Before we talk about whether it's right, explain what argument I'm about to make. What's the argument I'm about to make? What's the argument that some of these posts can make?
What are you? Why
explain
would you not be allowed to wear pants? Or if you're going to let them wear pants, they're going to take it.
Donnie, don't. No! based on what we're learning. Because chukas akum.
Because it even might be. Because he said, if it even came from a shemitz of it.
Exactly. Something which is not actually lewd, promiscuous. But yes, it is.
From a yes.
Yes. Men wear pants. Jewish men wear pants too.
Oh my God.
Yes, but for a woman to imitate a man, right, to try to break down the lines between men and women is a little bit of pritzus. And therefore, when they're not, if, right, so some poskim say that what's happened, it's become, because of the way it started, so Jewish women didn't wear pants, and non-Jewish women wore pants, and now, mimela, because of the whole history behind it, it's become that what?
You shouldn't wear pants.
That women, that it's not a Jewish thing for women to wear pants.
Yeah, but
that, wait, before you argue with me, let me explain where people are getting that argument. Okay? Again, I'm going to say this in the recording. I'm not saying this is right. I want to show you how conceptually it came from this. Now, what's the response? Why would you say no? Maybe it's mutter. And I'll say, in America, right, many more post-gim will oppose women wearing pants. And in Israel, it's much more accepted. It's much more accepted. Ma'od ma'od mikubal in the Dati Lumi community for women to wear pants. Loose pants, those baggy, like, those Aladdin pants. You know, it's like the, you know what I'm talking about?
Loose pants, though.
Like, momish loose pants. You know what I'm talking about? You know Aladdin pants? Do you know what Aladdin pants are?
Aladdin parachute pants?
Yeah.
No,
the Aladdin pants.
Those, like,
yeah.
Pants that are like, you look and you're like, are those pants or is that a skirt?
Yeah, it's like they billow around. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Parachute pants.
So, no, so listen. So defend it. Why would you say it might be mutter? Now defend it. Why would it be mutter?
Some pants are more serious than the skirts that girls wear today.
So that's true. But give me another argument.
Because today it's not.
Give me a chukas akum argument, not a preacher's argument. Why not?
Because more Jews are doing it today.
So you could say maybe it's become a Jewish thing. But there's also good arguments.
Here it never stems.
There's not Rebbe.
It's
nothing on Masha's.
And what else?
It's also.
Who cares about Avodah Zarah? It's not about Avodah Zarah. It's about preachers.
It's one of the three, though.
It's not Pritzos.
Yes, but
we don't know what chukas akum is. It's one of it's.
No, it's all of them. Who said one?
Okay, so it's one of the three.
It's all of the three.
All of the three.
So tell me why it's not.
It makes sense now because it's more.
So it might make sense. Good. One possibility. What else?
It's not chukas akum because. It's
because why else?
Jews do it all the time.
Why else?
Jews do it more often. It's not
and also, what else?
It's not promiscuous.
It's
because
like
there are different types of pants.
Right.
Right? Part of it, part of this assumes that what? Pants is like one big generic category.
But
women's pants, right? But like women's pants, right? That are meant for women, that are meant to be tsanua, right? That are meant to be loose and baggy, right? They're bichlal not part of this story.
You can ship your pants
right?
from America.
What?
You can ship your pants.
It's an old, like, SNL bit. Can we just continue with share, please?
Okay. I don't care. Right? So poskim, right? So there are these poskim who say that this has become a sort of chukas akum, Jew versus non-Jew thing because of all the history, even if it's not a technical violation of Sneed. And other poskim, especially in Israel, right? In Israel, where, right, in general, poskim are much looser about these things, partially because it's a Jewish majority culture. Right, so it's much harder to say, oh, people are doing it to be Madama to the Goyim. No, they're not. Right, this is Eretz Israel. They're not doing it to be Madama to the Goyim. But they're Chal no Kesher. Right, that's why in general in Israel, postmen are much less afraid.
Can you say the teenagers and the social medias and the interwebs?
Let's not talk about
Hanami, but are they doing it to imitate the preachers?
Adults, I wouldn't. There's no fashash. They're not doing it to imitate.
Again,
there's a big issue.
I'm not going to poskim, but I'm telling you, right, that you want to understand where these machlokot come from. Right? It come from some combination of discussions, but also in the background, there's this Jew versus non-Jew, chukas akum, understanding the history bit of it. Again, look, in the yeshivish community, this is not an issue. Right? They'll tell you, women can't wear pants, bachlal. Right? Right? But in the modern Orthodox community, so like, I'm telling you. So I'm telling you.
Orthodox.
Oh, God, no.
No. I'm telling you, uvda. In Israel, you will see many people. Put it this way: in America, okay. Let me put it this way. Okay, in America, it's very rare, not impossible. I know people who do it, but it's very rare to find a woman who's ma'od makbida to cover her hair, but wears pants. right? Right, meaning a lot of the people who wear pants, right? Right, meaning in America, it's not. I'm not saying this is a rule. I don't want anyone to start yelling at me and emailing me that I'm right. In America, the yeshivish community doesn't. They won't do it. In the modern Orthodox community, put it this way: most of the people wearing pants, right? They aren't necessarily makbid which pants they wear. Right? And they're not necessarily makbid on other tzniut. Not everybody, obviously. Again, I can't know how many times I can say that not everybody.
No, you're still going to get emails.
Right? I'm still going to get emails. I'm saying not everybody. I don't want to be one of those and anybody, v'chule v'chule. Right? But you don't find uvda. You find that people who, right, that, like, people who wear pants, right, There isn't such a culture in America of people who are saying, no, I b'shita think that wearing loose pants is mutter, but I'm very makbid on tzniut, I'm very makbid on covering my hair, I'm very makbid on blah, 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 blah. In Israel, right, it's very common, mamish, very common.
It's a bit controversial because I understand the whole point what you're putting, but it's very controversial when somebody's putting a pants and then...
I'm telling you, major poskim in Israel say it is mutter lechatchila for women to wear pants.
That,
I'm telling you this.
Jewish.
They're not referring to tight pants.
I'm not referring to that. I'm talking in general pants. It's not a Jewish.
No, you can't. What are you talking about?
That's exactly what I'm saying. This is the machlokis.
I know.
And I'm telling you that in Israel, major poskim, major significant poskim, think that it is mutter lechatchila for women to wear non-form-fitting pants. And therefore, it is a much more common culturally, I'm saying this descriptively, for women to go around, right, who, if you looked at the top half of their body, right, you would be convinced that they are, right, they're dressed in the most machmir of ways that would get away in the most machmir of communities in America, right? They're covering all their hair. They're not relying on any kulos. They're not even wearing a sheitel, right? They're covering it with a hat, whatever, right? Take your pick of how you want to describe it. But they'll be wearing pants, right? Parachute pants, right? It's not uncommon, right? Again, in Chutz La'aretz, I'm telling you it's less common, right? In Chutz La'aretz, in a Hanami, it's less of a cultural phenomenon. Right, in Chutz La'aretz, in general, right, there's more of a tendency of people to say, look, right, there's the people who are, you know, who care more about tzniut-related issues, and then they don't dress like this, right? And then people who care less about them, and they do, right? It's just a reality that just, right? In Israel, there's much more of a culture, both amongst poskim and amongst people, at not taking the Chutz La'aretz model and saying, oh, right? It's not true. Right?
Yeah.
Again, I'm going to get emails of someone yelling at me. I don't want anyone to email me and yell at me.
Yeah, but
I'm telling you that...
The recording or us?
What? I'm telling the recording. Right? Someone's going to listen. I'm telling you, right, the millionth time, that these are what post-skim... I don't want you yelling at me either. Right? I'm telling you descriptively, right, that in America you hear more post-skim saying things like this, right? And I assume in Belgium also, right?
Probably
right?
Stone the women.
Probably you'll tear me die. Can you stop saying things like that? My God. Honestly.
But the thing is also, like, by the Jewish, I mean, the Yeshivish community, there's a reason why they don't put pants to it. They're more machmal to it.
No, that's not why.
Okay, yeah, no. I mean, halachic sense why they don't put
there. No.
No, that's... Yes, the reason I just told you.
Yeah, I know.
And here... Okay. I'm going to explain something to you, which I know you don't get, so I'm going to explain it to you, okay? No, this is important, okay? But let me explain this to you, because this is important, and it doesn't exist as much outside of Eretz Israel as it does in Eretz Israel, and it definitely exists less, almost not at all, in Belgium, right? In Eretz Israel, there is a much bigger culture of the Dati Lumi community not caring what the Haredi community, the Yeshivish community, thinks at all. Because we have our own poskim. Right? We don't view ourselves as b'di'evid Jews. Right? As if they're more machmir than us. Right? We don't think they're more machmir than us. Right? We just think that we have our way of life with our poskim and our commitments, right? And they have their poskim and their commitments, right? So in Eretz Yisrael, when I say major poskim disagree, right, and say that it's mutter, They don't care what the Yeshivish poskim say. Right? This is not...
they have their own thing.
Because they're poskim. Yeah, okay, and they're telling me they're chachamim on the caliber where they can say, I don't agree with you. Right?
I understand.
So, yes, the Yeshivish community does it for a reason. And I'm telling you the other side of it, why poskim here say we disagree. Right?
Yeah, I understand.
Right? Okay. I don't know how they got into screaming match. Yeah, I mean, it's a machlokes. And again, I don't know why I even brought this up, because I knew it'd get all heated. But no, the point is that, again, what is the point of this? Ramosha's point, which is that what is Chukas Akum adding to Pritzos? Right? If something is mamish, a problem of Pritzos, right? It's really a total violation of Tzniut. So then I didn't need Chukas Akum to forbid it. Ramosha's point is that what Chukas Akum adds, potentially, are things which are borderline. Right, which are borderline violations of tzniut, right? Where, if it was just a question of tzniut by itself, right, then it wouldn't be a problem. And I gave the pants example, despite the danger of bringing it up, apparently, right? Because, as I said, there are some poskim who've taken this type of argument and said that even if I can solve the tzniut problem, since, because of the sort of preacher's esque overtones that it originated in. Again, not like, not, you know, not overwhelming. But that was enough to push it towards a Jew, non-Jew thing. And I told you, in general, again, not exclusively, not legamre, but it's more common in America to have poskim who will take arguments like that, and more common in Eretz Yisrael to find Dati Lumu poskim who will say, no, we think it's fine to wear pants, for women to wear pants, as long as you solve the tzniut problem. Okay? And again, part of it is that in Eretz Yisrael, they're less worried about the cultural part of it, because it's majority Jewish country, and therefore, all the chukas akum, being medama legoyim, elements of it are less front and center. Right, I think that's part of it. Part of it is also that Israeli poskim, I mean, there's just less baggage in that sense on these types of issues. Right? In America, there's a lot of baggage. In Europe, there's a lot of baggage. Right? Because it's
when you make a pasuk like this, usually what can happen extend it on their own to other things.
Okay. Again, I want to reiterate, I'm not weighing in la halacha on which one I think is right. Right? You know, do I think it's usher for women to wear loose pants? No. Right? Do I think it's a great idea? Yesh ladun. Right? Because you're going to be judged by certain segments of the community. Right?
Oh my gosh.
That's why I said yesh ladun. Yesh ladun means one must wonder.
Yeah.
Right? Meaning you want to do it? I don't, you know, again, major poskim hoy respect, think it's totally mutter. Reality is, right? The yeshivish community in Antwerp is going to judge you, right? They are, right? In Hanami, right? So yesh ladun, right? Again, I don't want to paskin. I'm just saying, like, this is part of the discussion. Okay, fine. Hi. I'll debate whether to put this up or is someone going to shoot me.
I have your back.
Thanks, Sean. Okay. But again, do you understand why these issues are important, right? Why, right, understanding what is behind these sugyos are important, because this is what people are really arguing about, right? These are real, okay. Another nafkamina. Fine. Let's see what I want to do here. Let's skip to... okay, let's go to skip to page 9 for a minute. Okay, page 9. So the question was asked in the early years of the state: can you have a military funeral with flowers and on the casket and honorary shots fired in the air? Right, all the pomp and circumstance.
Right.
Okay, good. Good, I'm throwing it out to you. What do you think it depends on?
Well, where it comes from.
So let's go through it. First question, is it Avodah Zarah? Is it Avodah Zarah? Mamish?
No.
Okay, right, but that's the first question you're going to ask. Question two you're going to ask is? Is?
Promiscuous.
Is it promiscuous? Is it promiscuous?
I would sure hope not.
No. Okay, let's throw that one out. That's not the issue. Let's assume it's not Mamish of Avodah Zarah. So then the question is going to be, is it the... Right? So again, if it's the Maharik, what's the question you have to ask?
Why do they do it?
Does it make sense?
Right.
Does it make sense? Good. So, and now, what if you paskin like the Gra, Mutter or Aser? What if you paskin like the Gra, Mutter or Aser? What do you think?
Well, it depends who came up with it first.
So you're going to have to figure out, right? Is this a Jewish thing or a non-Jewish thing? Right, where did it come from?
Is that a holiday right
now? No, we're talking about a military funeral.
Oh.
Right?
I feel like that would be allowed. It's not a religious thing, more patriotic thing.
But according to the Gra, what do you think? According to the Gra, it's going to be?
Who did it first?
It really depends on who did it first. Even if we did it first, and then they made it into an Avodah Zarah thing.
Right, David, Mom, so...
It must be an exception.
Why?
It's because it's not to show anything other than to remember the person. There's no religious ties with this.
So good. So tell me. So what do you think, Aser and Mutter? What would you paskin?
It makes sense. That's why it makes sense.
And therefore,
it'd be allowed.
Good. So look at the Maskana Advarim. Good. I don't have to read through everything in Rivzalti. Listen, I don't have to read through everything in Rivzalti because you were machaving to the discussion. But look at the Maskana Advarim. Maskana Advarim, okay? He says, Hine begufa she'ila. V'choray makom la'atir tekes shelevayat tzva'it. Avo bish mechugar agoyim. So even though it is borrowed from the non-Jews, I think it's mutter. Why? He said, because it's not idolatrous. Right? And it's obviously not kritzos. Which means that what is it? Now, according to Marik, what's the question you have to ask?
Is it?
Right? Does it make sense? And what does he say? Right? El is a noag tzva'i. V'osin zem mishum kavod ha-meis. V'davar shum mishum kavod ha-rei pasagrav ha-masha mutter. He says, okay, it's a minag tzva'i. And why do you do it? What's it called? It's a military custom. Why do they do it?
To
show he's a veteran.
Right, and why do they do it?
To show he's a veteran.
Kavod. Right? It's an honor, right? An honor guard, right? That's the expression, right? You have an honor guard with it, right? And what is... And therefore, is it mutter or aser? Mutter, why?
It makes sense.
It makes sense. Good, prove it to me from the Gemara. What? Who? Where else does this sound familiar from? The Gemara in... Avodah Zarah Yod Aleph, our Gemara that says you could do what? No, that was Sanhedrin.
Burning the king's stuff.
You could burn the king's stuff, Mishum Kavod. Because the fact that everybody does it, L'shem Kavod, means that it's mutter. Right? And therefore he says, V'yuchad l'fi mevor ha'rei et rov ha'rishonim sovrim. Now he notes, and this is something we didn't get into.
Are you saying for
Kavod? One second. Many of the Rishonim think that second layer of Chukas Akum is only Derabanan to begin with. So he says, so best is a Suffolk Derabanan. He says, maybe you don't add whatever. But this only works according to who? According to the Marik and the Rama. Because according to Marik, it's mutter because it makes sense. According to Rama, it's mutter because it makes sense, and we know it's not idolatrous. What about the Gra?
The Americans did it first, though.
It doesn't matter.
And therefore it's?
Not allowed.
Usher! So therefore he says, next paragraph. But once the Gra said that you should be machmir even when things do make sense, Shaladina lo nira lo divrei Rama, right? That he disagrees with the Rama. Ela koldavah shalakazu be'araisa, b'chein koldavah shalino osin zulasam. Anything which isn't in the Torah, and anything we wouldn't come up with if it weren't for them. Yesh b'zem mishum esrim mishum chukas mishum chukas ha'akum. Im kein tekes zesh levayat tzva'it b'vaday osrim mishum chukas ha'goyim. So what's the result? Is maskana that according to the Rama and the Marik, it is mutter. According to the Gra, it is aser. And therefore, his conclusion is you should avoid it because he thinks you should paskin like the Gra.
I mean, you're dead, so.
Yeah,
but isn't the Gra the
question isn't whether the corpse is allowed to make his own funeral, it's whether everyone else can do it. Right?
Like what my. I only say this because I know it happened with a good friend of mine.
Wait. But what's the problem? What's the problem with him? What's the problem with Rivzalti? La halacha. Right, why are other poskim going to argue? Very simple. Why are they going to argue? Oh, this is not even hard. Why are they going to argue?
He's an American.
Can you repeat what
some of the Jews... Like
result, he says, according to Marik and the Ramah, it would be mutter.
Right.
But according to the Gra, it would be usher, and we should paskin like the Gra. So what's everyone else going to say?
Why don't we
paskin like the Ramah. What do you want from my life? Right? Where everyone else is, that's very nice. You want to be mocker like the Gra. But we don't paskin like the Gra. Right?
Right.
That's what everybody else said to him. Right? Right, so if you look at page 11... Right, you look at page 11. This is what the right Rav Ovadia summarizes. Rav Ovadia quotes this whole diyun, and he says, "So look at it. Just look at his maskana. Look at the very end. Right, you see the very end. Right, page 11. Right, what happened? It mamish cut off in the middle of printing. Okay, here." That's very weird. Okay. Amura mikol amur. Shana agim laniach zari prachem shoshanim al aron omitas hameid. Uben l'sheitam lefanav. Yesh lamamash yisnuchu b'menhagam zev. Ein zem mishur mikhozeim lo seleichu. So they have what to rely on. Right? Namely who? The Rama. Right? Now he also adds. Now, but then Ravadia takes it farther, and Ravadia wants to be makel even for the Gra. Now tell me, according to the Gra, how are you going to be makel? What's the only way to be makel according to the Gra?
If we did it first.
Good. So look at the arrow. Look at the hand on the right hand side. He says, look in the Midrashim, in the time of Chazal, what did they used to put on the coffin, or not the coffin, on the bed? What did they put?
Flowers.
They put besamim. They put, right? He said, what's the difference? Flowers, right, on the coffin, right?
That doesn't solve everything for the military.
Right? No, but what does he say? He's saying, so the flowers, at least, right? Like, putting the flowers on the casket, right? He said, that's mutter. Maybe even according to the Gra. He said, look, make right then, I don't need to defend it. Why is it mutter? Because they're up on the Marik. But even according to the Gra, it's not obvious. But according to the Gra, how would you solve it? If we did it first. Right? And he says there's some hints
that we've done,
at least parts of it before.
What? That was only done to keep the bottom of the bed. That wasn't.
Yeah, again, this is not like a ironclad.
Does the Israeli army do anything significant for their troopers?
Now, another shaila, similar shaila that the poskim were asked was what about standing up during the siren?
Oh,
standing up during the siren. So is it? So you tell me, what does it depend on?
It's not promiscuous.
It's not about Dezara.
Makes sense.
So that's the key. Does it make sense?
Yes.
Good. Why does it make sense?
It's a cover for the Jews.
And more.
We did it first.
What? No. Not according to the Gra.
Oh.
How do you know that it makes sense? That standing up is covered makes sense.
Because you do it for zakein.
Yes, that's what. So Rav Henkin, Rav Yehuda Herzl Henkin, and his Shuvas Bnei Bonim, Chelik Bet Shuvah Lamed. I didn't give it to you, right? He says.
Expect us to know it.
Right? No, but I'm.
We know that standing up is a way of showing cover.
Misvara. I'm asking you for logic.
Okay.
So he was asked about standing up during the siren.
What does that do with the zakein?
No, what does he say? He says, look,
it's what you stand up.
He said, yeah.
Right, but
so he said, it's not Avodah Zarah. He said, it's not Avodah Zarah.
Right.
It's not Pritzos.
Right.
So the only question now is, does it make sense?
Right.
He says, the notion of standing up to show respect is a Jewish concept. Because we use standing to show respect.
For a zakeh.
Correct.
Into the room.
Correct, but he says once that's the case, so therefore,
standing is a
Jewish way of showing honor.
Standing for the sun,
and therefore, he's saying the siren just tells you to stand up. right? But he's saying the notion that you should find a time to stand in honor is a very logical Jewish thing to do. And therefore he says, ah, you'll tell me according to the Gra, it's Usur.
Because who did it first?
Because you're doing it specifically through a siren because the non-Jews did it first. So tell me, already, you should know this by this point, what does he answer?
Not everything.
Right? We don't paskin like the Gra, right? That was, again,
why
right?
So why does the Gra matter in any case? There's something we have to actually...
No, because some folks can do paskin like the Gra. Rav Henkin, I'm telling you, Rav Henkin says we don't paskin like the Gra, so I'm not worried about it, right?
I never get the argument. Other
That's how this works.
People right? Now, but if you look at Rav Asher Weiss.
Look,
you look at Rav Asher Weiss at the bottom.
Case you have to say that we don't follow like the Gra.
But if you
but that's
do possibly like
the Gra.
The
process works.
Why do we possibly like the Gra?
Look at the bottom of 13. Rav Asher, you know, on page 13. Rav Asher Weiss, the bottom says, Chayn Mashanagu ba Midas Dome. V'chadome le'idos l'ikaro, and standing up in commemoration. You do have to be worried. Meaning some posts, the posts can say have to be worried for the Gra. We'll say, can you stand up at a siren?
No.
The posts can say we paskin comfortably like the Ramah and the Marek. We'll say,
sure.
Yeah.
Fine. That's what it depends on. So Rav Asher Weiss is choshesh for the Gra, and therefore he says, maybe it's Usur. Rav Henkin says, I'm not choshesh for the Gra, and therefore he says, it's mutter, right? I told you, the lumdus here is easy, right? You can see, like you can predict, even if you don't know how any given posing is going to paskin, you know what it depends on, right? No, but Rav Asher Weiss is choshish for it.
Yeah,
but Rav Asher Klein is choshish for it. There are poskim are choshish for it. Okay?
Are we ever paskin like the Gra? Otherwise we'd be allowed to have trees on Shavuot or whatever.
No, we would not be, okay?
What do you mean,
so now,
first?
Oh.
No, but according to, but then they made Mamash of Odazar, so it's Asher anyways. Right, if it becomes part of the Avodah Zarah, then it's Mamash Asur. Okay, let's go through a few more. Let's go through a few more, and again, okay, yes. Okay, let's go through a few more. Okay, so again, I'm not going to do this extensively again because Roy Broy is going to do it tomorrow, right? And he wrote like the article that everyone looks at whenever they want to do this topic. But Thanksgiving. Okay, let's just see if you can intuit where this is going to go. Thanksgiving. Is it Avodah Zarah?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Well, based off.
No, it's not. Thanksgiving was not based on Avodah Zarah.
What? There's nothing religious with it. It's patriotic.
It was set up as a secular holiday. Right? Set as a secular holiday. So now...
Is there a Avodah Zarah behind it?
No. No. So some posts, like Moshe Klein, wonders maybe. Pashtus is...
No.
No. Right. Okay. Good. So is it mutter?
According to that opinion, yeah.
Not like so,
wait.
It's not
is it pritzos?
No.
No. Does it make sense?
Yes.
Kind of.
Exactly.
Kind of.
Right? Exactly. Right? And therefore, poskim say, some poskim say, it makes sense, because what's the notion of Thanksgiving? Finding a day to be thankful. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And therefore, there were poskim like Rabbi Soloveitchik,
so
his minhag was to have a Thanksgiving dinner. Oh. Right? Mm. There were other poskim who said, right? So Menashe Klein says we should be choshish for the
meal?
Gra. And therefore, if you're choshish for the Gra, tell me, Thanksgiving Usur or Mutter?
It's Usur.
Usur! Right? Because the Gra says...
They did it first.
Right? It doesn't matter if it makes sense.
They did it first. It doesn't matter. They
exactly.
We have no way of saying that we did it first.
with the Marik and the Ra.
Good.
The Ra,
now, Ramosha Feinstein, as you'll see, has a middle position, right? He says, you can do it, but you shouldn't...
Don't do everything.
You don't do it. B'kvias, don't... But again...
No, like, don't...
Now, what about Halloween?
No.
Usur. Why Usur?
Because
it's All Hallows Eve. It has Avodah Zarah roots. It's pagan roots.
Right.
Right? And therefore...
Doesn't make sense.
L'kulei Alma's going to be Usur.
Right.
Right? I mean, according to the Rama, Vadai, because we know it came from pagan roots.
Right.
According to the Gra, Vadai. What about the Marek?
It doesn't make sense. So
it doesn't make sense, right? You're just doing it to mimic.
Well, also
right?
Now it's... More
right, that's not by the giving candy. If someone comes to your door and you give them candy to avoid Ava or them egging your house
egging
or whatever,
your house, yeah,
shine.
Would they do that?
Yes, my house.
That's the night before usually.
Good.
Devil's night.
What about? Okay, what about Valentine's Day? So you'll see, right? Broy like, thinks.
No, the
it's allowed.
Shimon, what do you think? Valentine's Day?
I I have no idea.
Shimon would like for it to be allowed.
So Yesh Ladin, right? Broid, you'll see, thinks it's okay. Mutter, because he says, "What giving chocolate to your wife? It's a good idea."
Yeah,
it's a svara pshuta.
Oh, what do
yeah,
you mean?
Yeah, but bechlal, if you think about it, if you
have a girlfriend, not
also,
not a bad thing to give her. Yeah. Not while you're married. Yeah, I'm just saying that's a problem. Different problem.
Why don't you give Stacy Valentine's Day?
Right,
Rabbi, but bechlal, if you do that, you make some significance to that day.
And that you'll see part of what Ramosha doesn't like. And again, Ramosha, you'll see. Again, my original plan was to spend a lot of time on Thanksgiving stuff. But because Rabbi Broid's giving a whole shiur just going through the 10 different legal holidays in America and going through the differences between Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving, you know, blah, 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 blah. I'll leave that to him, and you can listen to that then. Okay, let's see what else I got here. Okay, one here was from the... Okay, fine. I don't even want to bring this up, but I'll bring it up. Right? Bat mitzvah.
Oh, my God.
Okay? Because oh, wow, yeah. It's here, the sweet AH.
You're not going to get an email for what you said before, this one.
Yeah, exactly.
This is email okay. for you over here. Mm.
So, Ramosha Feinstein thought it was a problem. Why do you think it was a problem?
Based off of...
Why would you be doing it?
Correct. Because it might be part of an agenda, and it's part of, like, a feminist culture, and it's Lucas Akum, etc. So, you know that.
Seriously?
And therefore he says, you shouldn't do a bat mitzvah in a shul, at least.
Don't do it in a shul.
Right?
You do it in the wedding.
Right? And he didn't love bat mitzvahs in general.
What? Me or him?
Right?
Another thing he had to go through.
Interesting.
Right?
Wow.
Now, right?
But what?
But wait a second.
Johnny, what would you do in a shul?
But no. The Shrita Eish, hey, stop, the table's gonna fall.
I know.
The Shrita Eish says what?
Fix the leg.
But what?
Shrita Eish, Rabbi Chiel Yaakov Weinberg, he says what?
Table's fine.
Right, he says it's not a problem. Why?
Why is it not a problem?
He said, why would it not be Chukas Akum?
There's no promise.
It makes sense.
It's not Avodah Zarah. It's not...
It's we did it first.
It's not Avodah Zarah. It's not Pritzos. And does it make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Right? It makes sense.
But it's based off of the Sweet 16 becoming a woman.
It is?
No. So Ravadia goes farther. Ravadia goes farther than Marek. Than Shridei. Shridei H says it's not Chukas Akum because it makes sense. It's Chinuch. It's Machazik women.
Why have a party then? Why does it make sense to have a party?
So Rabbi Avadya says, because why do we make a bar mitzvah party?
The non-Jews used to make
no! Yes. Wrong! Wrong! Because the Marshal...
There was no such thing about bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs.
Yes, there was!
100 years ago.
No, it's not true. It's the Marshal 500 years ago.
They threw a party.
Yes!
For bar mitzvah or
yes! So Marshal says that according to the Gemara, you make a... The Gemara says what? Rabbi Yosef said that he would make a party, right? We saw this at the beginning of the year. Right? There was a machlokes b'yehuda and the chachamim. If what? If a suma, if a blind person is pater min ha-mitzvos. And Rabbi Yosef said that what? If I find out, in his final iteration, if I find out that I'm chayiv in mitzvos, then I'll make a Yom Tov L'Rabbanan, which tells you that what? Even finding out that you're chayiv in mitzvos is a reason to celebrate. So from that, Marshal, or Shlomo Luria, makes a Kal V'Chomer, and he says, if finding out that you're chayiv in mitzvos is a reason to make a Sudas Mitzvah, then Kal V'Chomer what?
Even knowing.
Actually becoming chayiv in mitzvos is a reason to celebrate.
So 12 years old is when it comes to chayiv in mitzvos.
Correct. Right? So Rabbi Avadya says, wait a second. According to Marshal, right? Again, for Shimon, right? The Marshal, one second. The Marshal says, right? Rabbi Yosef says in the Gemara, that if I find out I'm chayiv in mitzvos, meaning we paskin that a suma is chayiv in mitzvos, a blind man's chayiv in mitzvos,
right,
I'll make a party. So Marshal says that means that the joy that one feels when he finds out he's chayiv in mitzvos is worthy celebrating. Kal v'chomer, when you become a bar mitzvah and you literally become chayiv in mitzvahs.
So why does he say not to do it in the shul?
One second. Right? So then, so the Marshal is the one who therefore introduces the notion of bar mitzvah being a sudas mitzvah. Right? It's similar to a siyum. Right? When I'm mesayim a mitzvah, it's a party. So I'm become chayiv in mitzvahs, I make a party. Right? That's all part of the same discussion in poskim. right? So Rav Moshe says, no, a bar mitzvah, you're celebrating public chiyuvei mitzvos. But Rav Avadya says, wait a second, that's not true. The reason that we celebrate bar mitzvah is to celebrate chiyuv mitzvos. If that's the svara, then should you celebrate a bat mitzvah for the same reason?
Yes.
And therefore, Rav Avadya says, mutar lechatchila, not just mutar, it's a mitzvah. Not chiyuv, but it's a mitzvah, just like bar mitzvah.
Right?
It's a sudas mitzvah.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like our abayis.
Right? So, he goes even farther, right, than the Sri Deish. But the Sri Deish says, obviously, it's not chukas akum. It can't be chukas akum because it makes sense. It's lechazek, right, commitment to mitzvos. It's the same reason we celebrate bar mitzvah. Why not to do it in a shul? Because doing it in a shul, right, Rav Moshe thought...
The agenda, no?
What?
Might...
Right, so that, Rav Moshe thought, might be more like similar to, not the Sweet 16, but to the, to what's it called? No. What do they call it? Is it communion or whatever one they do or whatever?
What happens for them?
There's some sort of Catholic thing. They do it in the church or whatever, right? So Yaholiot.
That would be a problem of Kukazakim.
So Yaholiot, right? Maybe. Right, meaning boys do it in the shul because they lame, right?
But a girl,
so Ramona's like, okay, fine. So that's what the Sri Deish. The Sri Deish says, okay, I wouldn't do it in the shul. Okay, fine. I don't want to get into that. But again, you see. But again, Nachum, you see, the Sri Deish's argument is the very fact of doing it, even if it's true that what motivated people to start celebrating it wasn't the halachic argument alone.
But don't,
right? It was partially because of feminism or something. He says, who cares? It makes sense. Right? It makes sense in Torah.
I have a question. Don't you?
No, but that's the point. It makes sense.
Why can't you say that with pants also? It makes sense.
White pants make sense.
Baggy pants, it makes sense.
No, because the question is, did it originate in a problematic thing or in a neutral thing? Right, if pants...
You just said a bas mitzvah was originated from this whole feminist movement.
Who said feminism is a bad thing? That's my point. What may it is?
Right? I mean, so why can't...
The pants was a feminist thing.
No, there's different... Again, Yesh Ladu, there are parts of it, right? Again, I'm not... There are poskim who don't like the bat mitzvah either. I don't agree with them. But I'm saying, you can distinguish. You could say that one was about blurring the lines between males and females, like physically, right? Which is pritzos. The other one's about status. That's not a pritzos thing. That's just equal rights. It's not...
Party, get this.
So what's wrong with that? That's exactly that. Remote.
But it's the same thing as pants. I don't see the difference between pants and this.
Well, pants, you have the risk of
no.
Not even.
No.
Yeah.
No, we have special Isurim. We have
baggy pants.
No, because we have unique Isurim about wearing clothes that the other gender wears.
I have a question.
There are Isurim. Correct. What they said about Rav Shlomo Zalman was in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Where's Shimon? Shimon! Come here for a second. You'll like this quote. I know we went over time. It's fine. Right? They quote from Rav Shlomo Zalman.
So what did having a party? It's
no. So they quote from Rav Shlomo Zalman by the pants thing. Listen, Rav Shlomo Zalman, apparently, I don't know if he actually said, but they quote it. He said that the first 1,000 women or whatever it was who wore pants might go to Gehenna. And after that, it'll be mutter. Right? I mean, what's the difference? Because the beginning, right? Right? What?
Said I love Shlomo.
Right, I've heard this before. I don't know if it's true. Right, but what's the argument? Meaning, but clothes are different. Why? Because at the beginning, it was clearly begadish.
Right.
Because no one did it.
Right.
Right. Which means it originated in promiscuity.
Right.
Because begadim are unique. That's why it's different than a bat mitzvah thing. Because there's no formal prohibition. Begadish.
So bar mitzvah, a party wasn't just originated for men. It was originated
according
for men and women.
So the party, that's Rav Avadya's point, is that the party is simply because of the chiyuv mitzvos. So there's no difference between men and women.
Right.
And that's what he says, it's mutter lechatchila. Not just mutter, it's a mitzvah.
So bar mitzvahs didn't start, like the party didn't start with men.
No, it started five.
It doesn't matter because
that's not the point.
I have a question.
The point. Okay, fine. Guys, so one second. So I hope at least you have a taste, right, of the types of issues that come up, what it depends on, right?
Right.
At this point, it should be at least somewhat predictable the type of arguments we will make. You might not know which direction they come in, but the factors that go in and the type of arguments you're going to see should be pretty obvious. Okay.
I have a question, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you find it a bit far-fetched that Moshe says that the bas mitzvah could be, how you say, looking at as a communal thing? Don't you find it's a bit far-fetched?
Yes, that's why I don't agree at all.
Because not there's no promiscuity when they did the mistake of
mitzvot. When I was in Smicha, we had a... So one of the tests we have is contemporary halacha. It's like a, you know, sort of a run-through of a different halachic issues. And one of the questions was, is it mutter to have a bat mitzvah party?
He said...
And you were supposed to put all the sheet down. Right? At chatai ani maskir hayom. I wrote in the test, I think it's mutter and a mitzvah lechatchila.
Parties.
And I don't think that one has to be choshish to Ramosh at all.
A problem looking
right? And I was like, I don't care if you take off points for me saying that, but I'm not willing to present them as all equal. I disagree strongly. I think Ravadja is right.
Yeah.
Right? So you're asking my personal opinion?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with Ravadja. Maya achuz. 100% I agree with Ravadja. I don't agree with Ramosh. Right? I agree with Ravadja.
It's not begging.
Right? Ravadja. Right, Rav Avadia says it's from the exact same as far as the Marshals.
I have another question. Feminist, you said about the whole thing about the pants things. Originally, you said the whole start of it, you said it's a promiscuity.
Because we have an issue on show.
No, I didn't say it's promiscuity. I said it was like, it was
bully. The whole thing to be like men and the whole feminism. I mean, not
feminism.
Not feminism. Sorry, my bad. I mean, to be different. I mean, so that the Chlal has to show that we shouldn't put totally
because of the
besides the how you say it, the long thing what you told me the,
what do you mean the same politics the same background to it is what led to women voting why is that
no I get no I get it but that's this is different by closes it's the origins of the thing why go further hence you know
why do I care
simply how you would
what do you mean
I don't understand why should I care. If now it's not a problem, so why do I have to go back to the whole... Right, it's not obvious I have to go back to the whole thing.
Because it's more... I would say more modest.
You have plenty of holes.
Please, a tight skirt.
Okay, I'm not asking.
No, the argument that Poskim are making is, what are you talking about? A tight skirt is more tsanua than baggy pants.
No,
which is more provocative? Which is more provocative? The extremely expensive, right? Not form fitting, but not loose, right? Tight. Frum dresses, right? Or sweatpants, right? Which is more provocative?
But the thing is, it's still. I get it.
Okay!
Still pants.
So what?
No, Amy, we're talking
the
about
the whole concept.
So what?
It's still pants.
So what?
It's no point.
There's no. Show me a pasuk. Good, okay. I am way over time. Okay.